Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoeb, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Professor Shoeb, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Great to have you back this afternoon, especially to discuss this particular topic, Prof. Yeah. The topic of vaccine safety. I don't know why taking a vaccine or not taking a vaccine has become a political issue, but it seems to have. So maybe let's just get to facts and let's talk about safety, hesitancy, and ingredients in vaccines.
Right. Okay, so I guess this is flowing on, I think on Monday that you mentioned there was a letter to the station from a lady, I think from Israel, about asking are the ingredients of vaccines put onto the vial. And the answer is no. It's not really like buying a pizza or buying a cake or so on where the ingredients, and the ingredients are really very simple. I think it's really what goes into putting it all together, which is their complexity. But I really want to talk about the vaccine hesitancy and the anti-vaxxers. And there's a very important distinction between vaccine hesitancy and anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
The anti-vaxxers, those who are militantly opposed to vaccines, they really are, they kind of talk about various conspiracy theories. And you know, there's an enormous literature out there on the internet, on social media, on Facebook, about all weird and wonderful things. You know, this is not new. You know, when Edward Jenner introduced smallpox, the very first human vaccine in the end of the 18th century, 1790s, but soon after that, there were anti-vaxxers with cartoons depicting the most weirdest things. And you know, some of these conspiracy theories are really hardly believable, but a lot of people do believe them. You know, there's one going around that the COVID vaccine is actually a Bill Gates conspiracy. He wants to microchip everybody. The anti-vaxxers really belong to the same basket as the HIV denialists. You remember the people who said that AIDS is not caused by HIV? Or the anti-maskers. It's really part of anti-science. So I'm not going to talk about anything about that. Those people you really can't argue with. They are set in their ways. They believe the conspiracy theories. There's a lot of internet banking them up. And science, logic, rational argument won't shift them. The vaccine hesitancy, however, is a completely different story. Those are people who justifiably are just not sure. They're worried. They're worried because, first of all, the COVID vaccine has really been rushed through. Now, remember, we only identified the virus in January of this year. And already there's a vaccine, 10, 11 months later. Normally, a vaccine would take 10, 11 years to develop. That's the one thing. The other thing is that the coronavirus vaccines are using completely novel platforms, you know, messenger RNA and DNA and viruses to act as vehicles to carriers of the relevant antigens. This is new, or new to humans. Some of it has been in the veterinary field, but certainly new to humans.
Yeah.
But you know, it's quite important, this kind of vaccine hesitancy, because we really need to know how widespread it is, because it's very important, because herd immunity, and I'll talk about it tomorrow, you know, how we go forward with vaccines to try and get herd immunity. But herd immunity will depend on the coverage, in other words, how many people get vaccinated, multiplied by the efficiency or the efficacy of the vaccine,
sure,
the ability to protect.
Sure.
So hesitancy really impinges on coverage. And if coverage is declines, then, of course, no matter how effective your vaccine is, you're not going to reach herd immunity. So really, it's important to try and reassure people. And the reassurance really comes in twofold.
Yeah.
First of all, the companies that kind of that make vaccines are really very ethical companies. And it's really their reputation is on the line. If there happens to be any kind of significant glitch in the vaccine, They're going to be in for the high. And we're talking about millions and millions. These are massive corporations. So I think that's the first point. The second point is that the safety evaluation is very, very, very rigorous, much more rigorous. The actual cost of the vaccine is in the safety. It's not in the production of the vaccine itself. Production of the vaccine itself is quite cheap. It's all that goes into the safety evaluation. And safety gets done by the WHO. They do what's called a pre-qualification. That's followed by an international stringent regulatory authority, which is usually the FDA in the States. And thirdly, then it goes to the local authority, which in our case is called SAHPRA, African Health Products Regulatory Authority. So these are all the kind of steps. And I suppose the third thing is that the science now is so sophisticated, so advanced, that I think you could, that itself can reassure. So you really got three steps of reassurance. The fact that that there's rigorous evaluation by the regulatory authority, the fact that these are ethical companies whose reputation's on the line, and thirdly, the fact that there's a tremendous depth of science which goes into reassuring the safety of vaccines.
I hear you loud and clear, and it's great to be reassured like that. I'm just wondering, Prof, you probably can't answer this question, but do we know the percentage of anti-vaxxers out there, and will they prevent attaining herd immunity?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. The bottom answer is there have been various polls, and these polls have been somewhat conflicting. There was a poll in South Africa, but I don't know how rigorous it was, so I don't want to comment on that one. But in the United States, United Kingdom, they've done polls, and it varies. In some of the polls, about 10%, in some of the polls, up to 40%. Now, if it is 40%, that is really a serious.
That's worrying.
No, that's combined, anti-vaxxers and hesitancy. But, I think we don't really know the true. I hope it's not 40%, but it might well be 10%.
Professor Shoup, as always, thank you so very much for your input, and that was especially interesting today. It's wonderful to be able to talk about vaccines with you, you know, knowing that they're just around the corner. It kind of changes the picture somewhat.
I'll talk about how we try and get to herd immunity with vaccines tomorrow, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely, you may. We're going to leave it there, Prof, because I've got to do my 4:30 song.
Thanks very much, Simon. All the best.